Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. End of Psalm 1. Then Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. End of Psalm 23. And then Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Thank you once again, Father, for the wonderful and the blessed and the precious gift of your word. And thank you for the many ways your word has saved us, heals us, impacts us, blesses us, edifies us, and does so much more. It fills us, nourishes us, and ministers to our entire being. Thank you, Lord, for the unique gift of the book of Psalms and the many ways this book uniquely blesses us and encourages us and touches our lives. Anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would encourage us to fill our hearts and our minds with your word daily. And also, anoint us afresh with the Spirit of grace that would guide us in making the most of using the wonderful book of the book of Psalms the way you've called us and you would have us to use it. And help us to grow in our understanding of what a wonderful gift it uniquely is. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for your word. Father, thank you so much for your presence and for your Holy Spirit who brings us peace. Father, I also just want to thank you that we can be in the middle of the presence of our enemies. We can be in the middle of trials, of tribulations. We can be in the middle of chaos. And Father, you can be with us and we can have peace. Thank you so much, Father, for being our source of peace. And Father, we just want to take these next moments to be present with you. Thank you so much, Father, for your nourishment and for your encouragement. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to continue to remind you, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. And we, on a pretty regular basis, are encouraging you to email us to get copies of articles that we share that are meant to be tools to help you grow up and grow stronger in your walk with the Lord, but also tools you can use in the discipleship and the encouragement of your family, but also tools that you can email and forward to family, friends, co-workers on the job, fellow church members, saved and unsaved individuals as well. Each article, again, is meant to be a seed and a tool to help do the work of evangelism and discipleship. So that's one way that you and I can work together. So email us if you'd like to get copies of any and all the articles that we may allude to on the broadcast. Today we're looking specifically at the theme, key themes in the book of Psalms. Again, key themes in the book of Psalms. Now keep in mind, the book of Psalms is one of the 66 books of the Bible, of course. And for many, it's their favorite book in all of the Word of God. Now remember, all of the Word of God is Jesus. And Jesus is in all of the Word of God. He is all of the Word of God. And it's all valuable. It all points back to Him. And in the truest sense of the word, the whole Bible is an autobiography. It's a book by God about God. It's a book by Jesus about Jesus. A book by the Holy Spirit about the Holy Spirit. And so as we look at this topic, key themes in the book of Psalms, I want to encourage you to grow in your understanding of what a wonderful gift the book of Psalms is. And keep in mind, you know, often, again, for many people, Psalms is their favorite book in the Bible. And for many people all over the world, Psalm 23 is uniquely a favorite scripture for so many. So I read Psalms 1, Psalm 23, and Psalm 100. I'm going to take time. I'm going to read Psalm 1 one more time. And I want you to listen to the wisdom in Psalm 1, because keep in mind, as we're looking at this topic, key themes in the book of Psalms, let me just say up front, two of the key and main themes in all of the book of Psalms are worship of God and the wonderful gift of God's word. Worship of God and the wonderful gift of God's word. Now, keep in mind, of course, these themes, you might say, overlap and they flow together. So the wonderful gift of the word of God and worship, they go hand in hand and they complement each other. They empower each other as well. So looking at Psalms again, Psalm 1, once again, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now, amongst other things, this psalm, of course, keep in mind, Psalm 1 introduces us to the whole book of Psalms. Now, sometimes people say, well, the book of Psalms is the longest. Sometimes people may think the book of Psalms is the longest book. It's actually not. It's actually the third longest after Jeremiah being the longest in Genesis being second in terms of numbers of words, but it is the third longest book in the Bible. It does have the largest number of individual chapters or divisions, 150, but it's not actually the longest book in the Bible. But the whole book of Psalms is introduced to us by Psalm 1. And Psalm 1, amongst other things, keys on the importance of being a diligent student of Scripture. Listen to the specific insight again, of verses 1 through 3, reading them again. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Note how Psalm 1 begins. It talks about blessed is the person who doesn't do certain things. They don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. They don't stand in the path of sinners. They don't sit in the seat of the scornful. But this is what that person does do. This man or woman, they delight in the law of the Lord. They delight in the word of God. A good question to ask yourself, a good question for us all to ask ourselves, do I delight in God's word? Or do I just read it because somebody told me I'm supposed to read it? Or do I come to the place where I literally look forward to spending time and seasons in the Word of God? Remember, the Word of God is Jesus. So, and Jesus is the Word of God. So when you delight in the Word of God, you're delighting in Jesus. When you spend time in the Word of God, you're spending time with Jesus. When you spend time reading and thinking on the Word of God, you're spending time in the presence of Jesus. And remember this, Jesus will spend as much time with you as you will spend with Him. You're reading, when you're reading and meditating on the Word of God, you're spending time with Jesus. He's molding and shaping you to become more and more like Him. One of, if not the most valuable pastimes in all of life is spending time in the Word of God. And so as Psalm 1 touches on beautifully, and again, this is a theme in the book of Psalms, the Word of God is a wonderful, wonderful gift. And we are wise to spend significant time every day of our lives in the Word of God. Because again, you're spending time with Jesus. And remember, between Jesus and you, guess who's busier? The reality is Jesus has a universe to run. But you know what? He will spend as much time with you as you'll spend with Him. And if you ask, well, how in the world can He spend a lot of time with me in view of the fact that He has a universe to run? Well, remember, He's Jesus. He's God. He's the Son of God. He can do that. Jesus can give more time and attention and energy to a million people at once than you and I can give to one single person. And if you say, well, how can He do that? Well, remember, He's God and you and I are not. So spending time in the Word of God is so productive. It's so wise. Remember, when you're reading the Word of God, Jesus is pouring grace, peace, joy, and strength into your heart, your mind, your life. You need that. I need that. We all need that. And keep in mind also, when you're spending time in the Word of God, Jesus is equipping you for the battlefield of life. You know, sometimes people, they don't like talking about spiritual warfare, but like it or not, every day of your life, you step out onto a battlefield, a spiritual battlefield. The most powerful weapon in the universe is the Word of God. So no weapon will better equip you for the battlefield of life than the precious and powerful Word of God. So may it be your goal to be wise enough to spend time in the Word of God every day. And keep in mind, as you spend time in God's Word every day, it blesses and equips you in many, many ways. I want to continue to remind you, if you don't already have the habit of reading at least 3 chapters in your Bible every day, today is a great day to start that very important habit. And if you're one who decides, well, 3 chapters is not enough for me, I want to do at least 4 or 5 or more, wonderful. You can't get too much of God's Word. It'll just bless you more, pour more grace, anointing, and encouragement in your heart, your mind, your life. It's very, very wise to do that. And let me say this to every parent listening. Parents, it is so wise for us to have our children to read the Word of God out loud to us, to memorize the Word of God, and for you to give them incentive to both read and memorize the Word of God. And actually, Psalms is a wonderful book to use because often some of the divisions in Psalms are short and sweet and easy to memorize, easy to grasp, easy to take time to talk about. And even for parents, if your children can't read yet, have them repeat the Psalms with you. Just take Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. It's a short psalm. Let your child repeat it if he or she can't read yet. But they're consuming the Word as they're speaking the Word and hearing the Word themselves. Lord, thank you again for the wonderful gift the book of Psalms is to us. Thank you for the many psalms that teach us more about the wonderful gift your Word is to us. Thank you for the psalms that teach us and inspire us and usher us into worshiping and praising and giving thanksgiving to you. Thank you for the ways the book of Psalms ministers to us and teaches us to be the worshiping, faithful servants you've called us to be. And thank you for the many ways your Word teaches us how to pray. Thank you for how that Psalms is a book of prayer, a book of worship that teaches us how to worship you, how to seek you, how to listen to you, how to follow you. Father, set us all on fire afresh with the Spirit of grace that would cause us to have a passion to fill our hearts and our minds with your Word every day, and help us as parents to be wise enough to have a passion to help fill our children's hearts and minds with your Word, and thus so that they too can be blessed by the wonderful gift of your Word. We thank and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, as today we're looking at the topic, Key Themes in the Book of Psalms. We'll be right back.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is the man who doesn't stand in the way of sinners. Blessed is the man who doesn't sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law he meditates day and night. Blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is the man who doesn't stand in the way of sinners. Blessed is the man who doesn't sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law. Blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the counsel of the wicked. Blessed is the man who doesn't.
Music from Cam with Psalm 1. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our topic for today is key themes in the Book of Psalms. And as we're looking in the Book of Psalms, I want to remind you that, again, a couple of the key themes in the Book of Psalms are worship of God and the wonderful gift of the Word of God. And we were touching on the fact that Psalm 1 introduces us to the whole Book of Psalms, and one of the key messages of Psalm 1 is it's encouraging us to be diligent students of the Word of God who read the Word of God on a daily basis. Verse 3 of Psalm 1 says, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Now, keep in mind, this is true of the Book of Psalms, it's true throughout the Word of God. When you find a promise in the Word of God, stand on it and speak on it, speak the promise. Also, keep in mind, you're never wrong to agree with God. Now, the fact is, one of the tactics of the enemy, Satan, is he'll always try to make you question the Word of God. Question whether or not it's true. And, you know, when you find a promise, like in verse 3 that says, whatever he does shall prosper. Well, even before that, it says in the first part of the verse, he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. When you're a diligent student of God's word, when you, as a lifestyle, you read and meditate on the word of God daily, you're like a tree planted by the rivers of water. What is the river of water? The river of water is the Holy Spirit. Do you keep this in mind? The Holy Spirit permeates the Word of God. So when you're regularly in the Word of God, it's like you're swimming in the river of the Holy Spirit. And because you're planted in that river and by that river, again, you have an ongoing source of spiritual nourishment to help you stay strong and vibrant. Even in times of famine in life, you can be strong and vibrant because you're plugged into the river of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. And also, the latter part of verse 3 that says, "And whatever he does shall prosper." That's a good promise to stand on. That's a wise promise. It's wise for you to speak that promise in your life every day to say, "In the name of Jesus, whatever I do prospers." Now, how does the devil attack you there? He'll try to say to you, "That's not." He'll try to tell you that's not true for you, And he may remind you, remember yesterday you did this and you fell flat on your face, or last week or last month and you keep falling flat on your face. That's not true for you. That's what he'll try to tell you. But remember, you're never wrong to agree with God. In fact, we're supposed to take the promises of God's word and agree with them and stand on them, because more and more as we stand and agree on them, we come to see the manifestation to come to be true in our lives as well. So don't let the devil talk you out of standing on the promises of God's word. Because yes, they're true, they're full of truth, and you're never wrong to agree with God. But the truth of God's word comes to play out more and more in your life as you speak his word and stand on the promises of his word. So Psalm 1 is a good psalm for you to memorize and for you to read and meditate on literally every day of your life. Remember, it's only 6 verses. It doesn't take but a few minutes, but it has some powerful truths that you and I are wise to remind ourselves of and to stand on every single day. I want to invite you to look with me now in the book of course, still in the book of Psalms, Psalm 112. Psalm 112, in many ways, it's 10 verses, but it's very similar in some ways with some of the messaging found in it to Psalm 1. Psalm 112, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. Verses 1 through 10. All of Psalm 112. Again, one of the key themes of the whole book of Psalms, as I mentioned, is, of course, the wonderful gift of God's word. And Psalm 112 beautifully and powerfully bears out that important truth. Again, notice the first part of the psalm. Again, praise the Lord, blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. Again, like Psalm 1, it's speaking of delighting in the word of God. Remember, when you delight in the word of God, you're delighting in Jesus. You're delighting spending time with Jesus. You're delighting in spending time in the presence of Jesus. And that's a wise way for us all to live, to delight in spending time with the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible lets us know, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And keep in mind, one of the ways we delight in God is by delighting in his word. So may that be a goal for each and every one of us. Lord, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to be wise enough to delight in your word and to seek to fill our hearts and our minds with your word each and every day. Thank you for that opportunity. More and more, help us to delight ourselves in you and in your word each and every day in our lives and as a lifestyle. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. That verse specifically, actually drawing from Psalm 37, it says these two verses. It says Psalm 37, verses 3 and 4 says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. So a part of delighting in God is delighting in his word. May we strive to live a lifestyle where we delight in God, delight in spending time reading and meditating on his word, and delight also in teaching and training our children to come to have a love for the word of God and a commitment to filling their hearts and their minds with it each and every day as well. Father, anoint us afresh as parents and those that work with young people with the spirit of grace that would help us to be wise enough to grow in our love and our delight in your word and to live in such a way that we're a good role model for others, for our children and others, that they too can learn to do the same thing. And help us to be wise enough and teach us by your grace, mercy, and skill to teach them effectively so that they too would come to have a love for your word and a commitment to fill their hearts and their minds with your word each and every day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And I tell you, for time reasons, you know, we just read Psalm 112, but I'm just going to read a portion of Psalm 119. Now, the longest psalm, of course, is Psalm 119. I'm going to read a portion of it, Psalm 119, verse beginning at verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. And Psalm 119, just throughout Psalm 119, it over and over again, just it more or less, pretty much, I think every other line touches on the wonderful gift of God's word in some form or another. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of grace that would encourage us to be people that are committed to filling our hearts and our minds with your word, and more empowered to be people that live a lifestyle of delighting in your word every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And well, of course, one of the other great themes of all of the book of Psalms is worship, worship of God. We shared Psalm 100 a few minutes ago, looking at Psalm 100 one more time. And keep in mind, worship, praise, and thanksgiving are very important in the book of Psalms. And as believers, we're wise to learn to love a lifestyle of worship, praise, and thanksgiving. Psalm 100 says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. You know, time and time again, so many of the Psalms are wonderful worship psalms. Psalm 101 starts out with these words, I will sing of mercy and justice. To you, O Lord, I will sing praises. I will behave wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when will you come to me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. And time again, the Psalms are psalms of worship and praise. Psalm 103 begins with these words, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Verses 1 through 12 of Psalm 103. Again, time and time again, the Psalms encourage us and or usher us into praise, worship, and thanksgiving of our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful ways in which as we learn more and more from the wisdom and the grace and the insight of the book of Psalms, that we learn how to worship you and live a lifestyle of thanksgiving and praise to you. Lord, you run our cups over every day in so many ways. Thank you for the wonderful gift of eternal life. Thank you for health and strength. Thank you for the chance to know you, to be able to serve you. Thank you for the opportunity we have of being able to live a lifestyle whereby we point people to you and help people to come to know that salvation is only through Jesus Christ. And thank you for the opportunity to take a wonderful gift like the book of Psalms and use it to help people learn more and more about how wonderful you are, what a great God you are, what a wonderful Heavenly Father that you are, what a kind and loving, kind Heavenly Father who's full of loving kindness. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And, you know, again, so many of the Psalms, again, begin with the words, praise the Lord, or some words of praise and thanksgiving. I think of this, the shortest psalm is Psalm 117, and it tells us these words, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. only two verses, but it wonderfully encourages us, commands us, and is empowering us to praise and give thanks to the Lord. Thank you again, Father, for the opportunity to praise you, to worship you, to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the unique gift the book of Psalms is to each and every one of us. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Psalm 118 begins with these words. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. Verses 1 through 4, Psalm 118. Again, time and time again, we're ushered, well, we're commanded and ushered into thanksgiving, praise, and worship of our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful opportunity to spend time in your presence, worshiping you, thanking and praising you. Thank you, Father, for the breath that we breathe moment by moment. Thank you for homes to live in and clothes to wear. Thank you for shelter in difficult weather. Thank you for warm homes to live in. Thank you for food, clothing, and shelter. Thank you for the love of family and the love of loved ones. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your love. Thank you for the wonderful gift of eternal life. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as today we're looking at the topic, Key Themes in the Book of Psalms. We'll be right back. From Covenant Church with I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes. And of course, obviously drawing from Psalm 121, its topic there. Again, you're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Thanks for being a part of our listening family. Today, we're looking at the topic, Key Themes in the Book of Psalms. And so we've looked at, one, of course, a couple of those we're specifically keying on is, one of those themes is the wonderful gift of the Word of God. And another one of the key themes in all of the book of Psalms is worship, praise, and thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father. And looking in Psalm 146, Psalm 146 through Psalm 150, They're the last few, of course, the last five psalms in the book of Psalms. And they provide a crescendo of praise and worship of God. And you might say that the book ends with a powerful crescendo of worship, praise, and honor to the Lord. And it's a powerful thing to consider and to behold as well. I want to mention that the book of Psalms is really five books in one. And each book ends with a doxology near the end. And so, again, the last psalm, of course, is the closing doxology for the fifth book, but also for the whole book of Psalms as well. But as I said, it's a wonderful crescendo of praise and thanksgiving as we look at the last five psalms. So picking up at Psalm 146, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs. He returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the stranger. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations, praise the Lord. Psalm 147, praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven, And he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints. Of the children of Israel, a people near to him, praise the Lord. Thank you again for your word and the wonderful opportunity to worship and praise you through your word. Thank you for how that your word teaches us and empowers us to live a lifestyle of praise and thanksgiving. We thank you and praise you for it. And thank you for the book of Psalms. In Jesus' name, amen. Looking further, Psalm 149, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. And then the final psalm, Psalm 150 in the book of Psalms. Another wonderful praise psalm of worship, praise, and thanksgiving. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. End of Psalm 150. And so today we've been looking at specifically at the topic of key themes in the book of Psalms. And as we've pointed out in a number of ways, two of the key themes, of course, are the wonderful gift of God's word and worship, praise, and thanksgiving of our Heavenly Father as well. Well, the final psalm I want to share, Psalm 19, which seems to sort of combine worship and praise and the wonderful gift of God's word. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there's nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. All of Psalm 19. And as I just mentioned again, this psalm seems to combine worship and the wonderful gift of God's word in a very powerful and wonderful way. Thank you once again, Father, for the wonderful and the powerful gift of the book of Psalms within your wonderful word. Thank you for the many ways your word edifies us, nourishes us, ministers to our mind, body, and spirit in wonderful and unique ways. Thank you for how that your word pours grace into our lives and upon our lives. Thank you for how that your word floods our lives as we're wise enough to fill our lives with your word. Lord, teach us as individual believers to fill our lives, our marriages, our homes, our entire being with your word. Help us to be wise enough to read your word daily, to speak it, to stand on it, to decorate our homes with the wonderful gift of your word, and to teach and train our children to fill their lives with the wonderful gift of your word and allow it to bless and encourage them as well. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, we've been looking today at the top of the key themes in the book of Psalms. Thanks for listening. As we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening and you know that you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, today is a great day to be saved. Would you, from your heart, simply pray this prayer with us and fully commit your heart and your life to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live for you all my life. Help me to read my Bible every day. Help me to pray every day. Help me to follow you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and committed your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. I want to remind you, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We definitely would like to get into your possession some resource materials that will help you to begin to grow as a disciple of Christ, to grow up in your faith. Please email us again. That email, joseph@afr.net, allows us to get those resources to you. Again, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening again. Today we were looking at the topic, key themes in the book of Psalms. Thanks for listening. If you're not reading 3 chapters in your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that very fruitful habit. Hope you'll start it. And parents, let's help our kids to start reading 3 chapters a day out loud to us so they too can be blessed by the wonderful gift of God's word. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.